Very well, then, said Dr. Fisher, going to the bedroom door. We'll look out for tomorrow, then. To poor Polly, lying in the darkened room or sitting up in the big rocking chair, for Polly wasn't really very sick in other respects, the disease having all gone into the merry brown eyes, the time seemed interminable. Not to do anything. The very idea at any time would have filled her active, wide-awake little body with horror. And now here she was. Oh, dear, I can't bear it, she said when she knew by the noise in the kitchen that everybody was out there, so nobody heard except a fat old black spider in the corner, and he didn't tell anyone. I know it's a week, she said, since dinner time. If Ben were only well to talk to me. Oh, I say, Polly, screamed Joel at that moment, running in. Ben's a-coming down the stairs. Stop, Joe, said Mrs. Pepper. You shouldn't have told. He wanted to surprise Polly. Oh, is he? Cried Polly, clasping her hands in rapture. Mammy, can't I take off this horrid bandage and see him? Dear me, no, said Mrs. Pepper, springing forward. Not for the world, Polly. Dr. Fisher'd have our ears off. Well, I can hear anyway, said Polly, resigning herself to the remaining comfort. Here he is. Oh, Ben. There, said Ben, grasping Polly, bandage and all. Now we're all right. And I say, Polly, you're a brick. Mammy told me not to say that the other day, said Joel with a very virtuous air. Can't help it, said Ben, who was a little wild over Polly, and besides, he had been sick himself and had borne a good deal, too. Now, said Mrs. Pepper, after the first excitement was over, you're so comfortable together, and Phronsie don't want me now. I'll go to the store. I must get some more work if Mr. Akins'll give it to me. I'll be all right now, Mammy, that Ben's here, cried Polly, settling back into a chair, with Phronsie on the stool at her feet. I'm going to tell her stories, Ma, cried Ben, so you needn't worry about us. Isn't it funny, Ben, said Polly as the gate clicked after Mother, to be sitting still and telling stories in the daytime? Rather funny, replied Ben. Well, do go on, said Joel, as usual rolling on the floor in a dreadful hurry for the story to begin. Little David looked up quietly as he sat on Ben's other side, his hands clasped tight together, just as eager, though he said nothing. Well, once upon a time, began Ben delightfully, and launched into one of the stories that the children thought perfectly lovely. Oh, Benzie, cried Polly, entranced, as they listened with bated breath, however do you think of such nice things? I've had time enough to think the last week, said Ben, laughing, to last a lifetime. Do go on, put in Joel, impatient at the delay.